Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You have tuned in to the Power of Prayer with Prophetess Patricia Williams. We will be discussing the principles of prayer and how your prayer can invade heaven. Now sit back, relax, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your spirit.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Power of Prayer Talk Show. I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Patricia Williams. I greet you in the name of Jesus and I thank you for tuning in faithfully. I've been on now for 3 years and God has been really blessing this broadcast, even to the point to where I will be moving up to an hour show now. And I thank and I praise God for that. I named this the Power of Prayer because of the fact we are praying, but it doesn't appear, or then it may not appear to you that your prayer is getting to heaven, or your prayer is not where it's supposed to be. Your prayer life seems to be at a stagnated position. But see, we have to dissect to see why our prayers are being unanswered. Some of us are not ready to receive the word yet from God, the okay or something from God, because we are not ready to receive what God has, or we are not in the position. So we not only talk about how we can invade heaven with our prayers, but we also talk about the different spirits that come to hinder our prayer life. And that's what we've been talking about for the past 3 years, the different spirits and how we can position ourselves to pray and how we are to allow the Spirit to pray, especially how we should be filled with the Holy Spirit and how we are living our lives. All of this make a difference in our prayers. All of this can be a hindrance if that we are doing things that is contrary to the word of God, if we are not living correctly, because the Bible says that a God only hears the sinner's prayer. Okay, that means that God will hear you if you have repented and then if that you have given your life over to Christ. He will hear you. And then after you have given your life over to Christ and everything does not appear to be going the way it seemed to be, that's when God will teach you how to pray and how we need to come against a lot of these strongholds in this season, which there are many. Because I don't want anybody to give up on their prayer life. So we have this broadcast to let you know that we are here to help you. And I also would like to congratulate Apostle Thomas on her book In His Chambers, which will she be doing a book signing March the 11th in North Carolina. I don't know which city, but she can tell you all that at the end of the broadcast. I will give her a chance to share that with you. But I would like to greet her. Thank you for coming on, Apostle Thomas.
God bless you.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. You had said something profound. Let me get Apostle Keita LeJay on. How you doing, Apostle LeJay?
I'm blessed, woman of God. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you for covering for me for the last 2 Mondays. I really, really appreciate it, and God bless you for that.
Man.
Today, I seen something that was very profound. Hello? Y'all can hear me?
I'm here. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that there was a spirit called the spirit of Coop, C-O-U-P. So I asked Apostle to come on and to explain it more. And Apostle LeJay, you can hop in it too, because I'm learning, because I am still in the learning process myself. But that sounded very, very interesting. But what I got out of it is this spirit attacks the leaders more than anybody else. So Apostle Thomas, you can have
praise
the floor.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the broadcast on today. Because of the fact that many right now in leadership is dealing with this right now, I was praying one morning, and the Spirit of the Lord began to deal with me, and he said that. He said, you have to come against the spirit of Coop. And when I began to research what he was talking about and begin to see it and saw how it was a hostile takeover over someone's vision, take it over someone's ministry, or take it over someone, even their life. He was talking to me about how people come into the body of Christ many times and how they connect.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get with leaders to learn the ins and outs of that leadership and how they connect with the key people. Because this spirit, when it comes to destroy, it comes to destroy from the inner circle of a leader.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't bother with anybody else. It won't even mess with anybody else in the ministry, per se. It goes after the inner circle of the leader to pull the people away from that leader so that they can, or to not only pull them away from that leader, but like Absalom, and that's where he began to show me the spirit of Absalom, how Absalom came up against his father. So it's an intimate spirit. In other words, the person has to be intimate with the person in order to be able to operate effectively in that spirit right there. They have to be a person that's intimate with that leader. And they pull from within the inner circle. And oftentimes what they do, woman of God, is begin to try to tell the people in the inner circle, oh, you're more anointed. Or you know, they use flattery to get the people's mindset and begin to tell them about the flaws of the leader. They begin to point out little things that really won't cause the leader to fall or fumble or anything, but they'll begin to magnify the little things that they might see concerning a leader to get that person in a mindset to where they'll begin to see the leader is less than who they are. So it's a spirit right now that is really invading the body of Christ, taking over, and they're doing it. And when they do it, woman of God, they come violently. And when I say it like that, it's not necessarily a physical thing, but they'll do anything and everything to try to destroy this leader, to get them out the way. So they're not coming to they come to take what you have built. Let me put that. That's what they come to do. They come to take that. They aren't builders. They're not people that know how to develop. They're not even really leaders. But they see the opportunity of advancement, monetary gain, or something that they could get out of it. And they see that, and they want that. And so they begin to envy who you are. They begin to envy the favor of God on your life and the way God is using you. And they begin to come at that, and they come to try to destroy you.
You said something very key. You said they are come at your inner circle. Shouldn't your inner circle be more discerning or more prepared than to become weak to a fall to that prey?
They would be.
Mm-hmm.
But in ministry, as long as I have, I can tell you sometime about inner circles.
Mm-hmm.
Because once, and this is not for everybody, because not everybody has deal with certain things. Sometimes you have inner circle people that are still might have issues that they have been suppressed. You understand? They'll suppress them and hide them. And unless that leader is, you know, really discerning, God speaks to them, that thing doesn't show up sometime until given the opportunity. If the inner circle is not praying and fasting and in tune with the leader like they need to be, then the person comes in. They really look for the one. They know the person is connected to the leader, but they also know that person has some inner issues that have not been, delivered from. So they loop around till they find their weakest link. And if that weakest link is part of that inner circle, they'll get that one. And they know that one will begin to corrupt the other ones.
Wow.
And so it comes. It's very sly, very, very strategic in how it operates, very strategic in how it gets the people to turn away from that leader. So it really knows how to turn the heart of the people, and that's what Absalom was able to do. He was able to turn the hearts from David by trying to show David's, situations and different things that David had done at that time. Even though David had repented and everything and put himself together and all that, he still played on the path of his weakness. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we know, even as we go along, that we have people that are around us or even family members or different things that no matter how strong or how developed we get or how we look, they're going to always remember our weakness when we wasn't where we supposed to be. And they'll use that to even cause people to not want to connect with us and it discredit us. And like Absalom, they'll begin to eye us. Because they see God's favor and see our expansion and see our blessings and see those different things, not realizing what we went through to get there, they do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, it pulls that inner circle from the weakest link.
Wow.
And I think everybody's got a weak link in their circle.
Yes, ma'am. That is so true. Apostle AJ?
Ooh, woman of God, I'm just listening.
It is so good, profound.
And I've encountered this on every area, both in ministry and and personal, as far as my as bloodline as well. But I never knew exactly what to call it, but I knew it was some form of warfare. And, I understand, in life, I understand, woman of God, that we have to go, through things. And I understand that we have to get attacked humanly sometimes when you look at it and you get attacked from those closest to you. Naturally, it hurts. But spiritually, you have to understand that anytime you're on an assignment, there's always somebody assigned from the enemy who will be used to try to kill everything around you. I've had this personally, explaining, after hearing her explain it, I've had this personally happen to me with a church, where they actually found problems with me. They investigated me, researched me, everything, the whole nine yards. They couldn't find a problem with me. So they got up. The only problem they could see is that I was fat. So they got up and talked about that I was fat and that that's a sin. And I'm like, tell me something I don't know.
Okay.
They all got together, and they conspired and whatever the case would be. And it was one person. So I can definitely relate, in listening to this, because I've experienced it on every end, both from my bloodline and both from ministry. But one thing I thank God for is that the people around you who really have God's heart in mind and have the heart of their leader in mind will not fall for stuff like that because they're not no slinkies. And when I mean they're not no slinkies, meaning they're not going from one end to the other end. That's why it's very important. You got to check those who are around you. You know, you can't be fooled by guilt. You can't be fooled by social status, and you can't be fooled by finances. Because if you're fooled by that, your strongest link in your eyes might be your weakest link spiritually.
Yes, yes. So they just like a radar. So especially when they are upset with their leader, they would just spill their guts, spill it, because they upset with woman of God. What happens when the person realizes they have been used?
You know what? I can tell you from experience.
Okay.
They're going to blame it. They'll blame it on you. They'll blame it on you and say, well, you didn't, their words are always either you didn't see them or you allowed them to connect with us. When many times the leader has not allowed, because like I said, they're not really part of the leader's team or circle. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But they're attached to the people that are. They're not part of the leader does not blame, but the people will begin to blame the leader for them falling in the trap with the enemy. They'll begin to try to take it out on them. Most of the time, they won't repent. They'll just leave. They don't repent. They won't repent. They won't get it together. They won't come back and regroup so that they can finish their assignment with that leader. They'll just leave oftentimes in embarrassment and shame because of them being used to destroy a man or woman of God. And they'll just leave rather than try to repent and get things together so that they can come out of that. Instead of doing that, they'll just leave and walk away or, go away to somewhere else because by that time, either the leader is ousted out the way or the credibility that leader is so broken so that leader gives up and gives the ministry over to the one. And usually they'll give the ministry over to the ones that have been fighting to get it. They'll just walk away and leave the people in their hand rather than to fight like that. But by that time, the warfare that you have to go through, if you look at the story of Absalom, how he fought his father, how he went after him to the point of wanting to kill his own father to get him out the way. He conspired with people that were on an intimate level with David, and he went that far as to turn even his trusted prophet and priest against him. See what I'm saying? So I understand that, sometimes people do. They love their leader and whatever, but if they have issues within them, the enemy tries to catch them at their weak moment. Per se, like if you rebuke somebody, and they don't like the rebuke, then they come then on situations like that or where they see that the person might have got hurt or wounded behind something you said or did, not knowing that, rebuke and correction is good for sheep in order for them to get themselves together. But they'll take that because they see the hurt and pain of that sheep. They'll take it and begin to use it to build their to build their team of destruction against that leader to overthrow him. So, very seldom have I known them really to come back with a genuine repentance for what they did. They usually just walk away and keep on going.
And sometimes, I think you mentioned about the leader would just give up rather than fight for their position. Because they just don't want to be dealing with it.
Yeah, because if the persecution, woman of God, is so heavy, when you deal with somebody with that spirit. The persecution of it is so heavy. And then when you have people that you have trusted and laid your life on the line and poured all out into, and to have them just all of a sudden after, you know, did all this, turn against you so quickly for someone that was not there to birth them out, to see them develop, to see them, you know what I'm saying? And they just give up because they're so crushed and broken behind the betrayal. Yeah. So they'll just give up rather than to fight for it. They'll just give up and go start somewhere else.
Wow. Apostle Asia, you have something to say? Because I know you learned it to her.
I'm just listening because, you know, I didn't understand how deep this went until I've actually had to experience it. But, you know, woman of God, one thing I do want to say is that if you notice those who, like she was saying, those who betray you, you notice how they start blaming you. And, you know, I learned a long time ago the hard way that people who do stuff like that do not realize what level of demonic principalities they actually walk in. The reason why is because you are actually, the spirit is actually reasoning with itself, you know, and that's self-torment all by itself. But one of the things, you know, that I'm learning here just tonight by listening is that it teaches you to be more mindful, you know, as a leader, not so much to be paranoid or to have paranoia, but it teaches you to look and be more watchful of those around you because the enemy could use the one who's most straight up.
That's it. That's so true. That is so true. Wow. Woman of God, this spirit of Coop, I mean, it has enlightened me. And could you tell the people how they can be more discerning of this spirit?
One thing, woman of God, even though we'll have people that might still be operating with us, even doing the work, but you have to start watching the attitude of people.
Yes.
One thing that I learned with dealing with it was watch the ones that start becoming critical or start showing signs of disrespect towards you.
Wow.
The ones that start slacking on doing what they usually do, you got to be careful of the ones that always, all of a sudden, can I speak to you? I the Lord is dealing with me about something, and he showed me something that I think that you need to come up on or something. You know, they begin to become critical of everything you do. There's always a problem. And then they'll become weary in doing what they have been assigned to do. When they start complaining about the work that you are giving them to do, when they start complaining about it, then you have to be more watchful and more discerning about their actions. You also got to watch and see how they start pulling away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When they start pulling away and becoming secretive to you.
Okay. Good deal. I thank y'all so much. This is a learning experience to not only me but to everybody to know what that spirit was. We seen the spirit, but just didn't even know the name of the spirit. So I just want everyone to know that Apostle Thomas has a teleconference going on March the 1st through March the 11th. And she also going to have a book signing coming out next Saturday. So Apostle Thomas, would you want to talk about your teleconference? Because it has been a blessing to me because, Lord know, I don't get up at 6 o'clock if I don't have to be to work until 8. But even on weekends, Apostle Leger, I've been up at 6 o'clock. Praise the Lord. But it has been a blessing to me, I know for sure. And I have been telling everybody. So, Apostle Thomas, would you tell everybody about your teleconference?
Yes, woman God, it's a conference God has given me to put together for the people of God. So many people are dealing with different spirits and different things that they need deliverance from. But because the church is so silent on so many subjects, or they don't want to rock the boat, or, you know, trouble the water, they don't deal with these things. And then it gets the people at a disadvantage because they're not able to get free. So God commanded me to do this conference for 10 straight days. And then on the 11th day, I will be doing a all-day conference in North Carolina, because that's where he told me to do that at, in North Carolina. But that teleconference is every morning till Friday morning. It's the last day, but it's from 6 a.m. Until 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and that's 7 a.m. Eastern Time and 4 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And the subjects have been so enlightened, and the people of God are really giving me a lot of feedback concerning it. So each one of the speakers or teachers have been fantastic in presenting their subject to the people of God and answer their questions. And, you know, it has been good. The devil tried to fight the first two days. I know messing with the line, people not want to be obedient and stuff, but God fixed it. Had some people help me to know what to do so we wouldn't have that no more. So we cut that out. And so I thank God because it's really doing great things. So, you know, it's every morning at 6 a.m. to 8 a.m.
And y'all can look for the number on her Facebook page. She will have it advertised. And tell them about your book signing.
Oh, that's on Saturday at the conference. They'll be doing it Saturday at the conference. I'll be telling people, I'll be forgetting stuff. So, and not because I'm losing my memory either. I just be having so much on my mind. But it's Saturday. It's going to be various times throughout the conference, but the main time starts at 3, that book signing to be. And it's that's a one that God just gave me for a journal-like book, but it has teachings in it for each day, certain things I have taught through the years, throughout last year, in fact, that I taught that are in there. And so it's very good. It's very good because it has a lot of stuff that, you know, we got and people really don't cover too in there also. So if you can, you know, make it out there if you're in the North Carolina area, anywhere around Raleigh, at the Comfort Suites in Raleigh on Corporation Avenue, make it out there. And I'm telling you, we start at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. is the first one, and then we're coming back at 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. for the ending of that. That's when we're going to do deliverance and, you know, God, you know, pray for people and prophesy and whatever else, lay hands and deal with the people on a personal basis. So if you can make it out there, make it out there. God's going to really be moving. But all that teleconference, I want y'all, if you can, to get on that teleconference call because it is really setting people free. Every speaker has done such an excellent job. And the people are just still just talking about it, and they're talking. And what I love about it, woman of God, man of God, is how the speakers are even supporting each other. They're coming on the line and supporting each speaker because, you know, look, most of the time if they ain't doing the talking, they don't get on there. But they have been coming on. They have, some of them have gotten delivered from things that they were delivered from. They found out they still have some stuff going on. And so it's going to be, you know, the rest of this week. We're looking forward to God doing greater things this week also concerning that. So if you can get on there, get on there. I'm telling you, have your pen and have your paper because you're going to learn some stuff that you didn't know about.
And also join Apostle AJ on Tuesdays at 5:30. He has a talk show on Blog Talk.
Yeah.
What's the title of yours, Apostle AJ?
It's called A Man's Touch.
All right.
All right.
And he's coming
and
on at 5:30 Central Time. And y'all, please tune in and support this man of God and this woman of God. And thank you so much, Apostle AJ and Apostle Thomas. Until next week, everyone have a blessed week. And God bless you all.
God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on The Power of Prayer. I pray that your souls was blessed on today. But most of all, I pray that you have received revelation regarding your prayer. If you are blessed by this ministry, please drop us a line at faithisthekey_prayer@yahoo.com. You can also mail your prayer request to P.O. Box 6723, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Don't forget to tune in every Monday at 5:30 p.m. You can also check out the website at www.patriciajwilliams.web.com. Remember, prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. Until next time, be blessed.